Thankful for the one that was saved this morning.
What a joy to see somebody come to the Lord Jesus. If you have a Bible with you this afternoon, if you would turn with us to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 3. We'll stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God tonight, found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 3. Before I preach tonight, Brother Conrad, would you pray for me that God would help me preaching tonight? Yes, you did. Thank you. Help us. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness, saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins. His meat was locust and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, "O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. Think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid under the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. He will thoroughly purge his floor, gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. You may be seated tonight. Thank you for standing and honoring the reading of the Word of God. I'd like to preach a few minutes tonight on this subject. Heaven is still open. Heaven is still open. Now, the devil may have convinced you that heaven is closed tonight, But heaven has been opened a long time. I'm glad that heaven is a guaranteed unto us tonight, that God is seeing about all of His little children. Now, first of all, note this great preacher that appears on the pages of our Bible. Many scholars say that John the Baptist had a very short ministry, some 6 months to 1 year. The Bible says, in those days came John the Baptist preaching. And you'll notice he was in the wilderness of Judea. Now note the conditions of preaching in those days. It was perilous times in Judea, in Samaria, and Jerusalem. There was a dictatorship going on that had oppressed the people. It was a great time of great religion, but they knew very little bit about the grace of God, nor did they want to know about Jesus. But they were conformed in all of their rituals and religions. So God brought a country preacher on the scene. The Bible said that he came forth preaching. Now, tonight, that word simply means to cry out, to declare. There's not a lot of preaching left in our country in this day and hour. I want to say preaching is not a dialogue or a discussion, but it is a declaration. Can I say that again? Many men in the pulpits of America, they are simply in a dialogue of discussion. But Jesus said that He chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. It is to herald forth with a cry. If there's ever been a time that our community and country needs a crying preacher, it is tonight. I sure am glad that John the Baptist came on the scene with the right kind of message. Now note this, the conditions of preaching. Then verse 2, look at the content of preaching. He dealt with sin. He said, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, it would be shorter to some than others. Honey, you are not guaranteed that you'll be here tomorrow. But what you can know is that you can be saved tonight. I know that my name is written down yonder in glory land. Now you'll see not only the condition of preaching, but the content of preaching. He preached against sin. That's not popular in the day and hour that we live. Matter of fact, you'll notice that he was preaching in the wilderness. I'm reminded this evening, you can hold your place, I'll read it, but in the book of Amos, Amos experienced this kind of treatment. They didn't want John the Baptist preaching in their tabernacles and their great religious circles. So he had to go out into the wilderness. Amos, one of the great prophets of old, was said in Amos chapter number 7, and he said in verse number 12, also Amaziah said unto Amos, O thou seer, go flee thee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread and prophesy there. But prophesy not again any more at Bethel, for it is the king's chapel, and it is the king's court. When a man starts to proclaim the good news of the Lord Jesus, and he preaches about the conditions and the wages of sin, he'll not be asked in the biggest coliseums of America. Amos was told, you'll not come back into the king's chapel and preach that kind of preaching. I want to say tonight, I'd rather have two or three in the wilderness with the power of God on us than to be in the greatest coliseum tonight than anything I know. I'm glad I'm in a little hick town, honey, in Bowden, Georgia, where the grace of God and the gospel of Jesus is preached through the power of the Holy Ghost, and I have no apologies for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amos was ridiculed. He was placed out of the tabernacles because he preached about sin. America don't blush anymore at her sin. And tonight we find that there is the condition of preaching, the content of preaching, but in verse 3 there is the conviction of preaching. The Bible said, "For this, he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. Straight and narrow is the way that leads unto life tonight." America is on the broad highway that leads to hell. But honey, the Lord Jesus Christ paved a pathway into glory. And it is a narrow path. It is a graceful path. And you can get on it tonight by the grace of the Lord Jesus. The conviction of preaching. Verse 4, the coat of preaching. The same John had his raiment of camel's hair. You know, this man wouldn't dress nice enough for most Baptist church tonight. Men had their low and flowing garments, but John the Baptist had on the garment of a lowly servant. I understand it was the culture of his day. I believe every preacher ought to look like a preacher. Amen. Ought to dress like a preacher when he preaches. I believe that. Honey, I'm going to tell you, though, it's not the clothes of the preacher. It's the content of a preacher. The average preacher now looks more like a pimp than he does a preacher. I like what Brother Boatner said about John the Baptist. He said, "Hey, Brother Ken, let me give you three things about John the Baptist." I said, "What is it, Doc?" He said, "Well, I want to tell you, John the Baptist come in, he had heaven on his brow. He had hell on his breath. And he had honey in his beard." I like that kind of preacher, don't you? I mean, you know, for this man, I've never enjoyed a preacher get up and you leave and say, what he want to say? John the Baptist had content in his preaching. He had the garment of preaching. Verse 5, he had converts of preaching. "Then went out to him all Jerusalem and Judea and all the region round about Jordan. They heard the news of John the Baptist." Then you'll notice verse 6, there's a confession of preaching. And I want you to underline this, and I want to show you something I've seen tonight studying I've never seen before. "And they were baptized of him in Jordan," underline this, "confessing their sins." Now, there is the confession of preaching. Verse 7, look at the courage of preaching. Whatever made you think a preacher is supposed to be a sissy? Whatever made you think a preacher is supposed to be somebody's little whipping boy? Little call to the scene. The Bible said when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, you know what he said? "You generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come." Now, I believe this with all my heart in the mannerisms of preaching. I have been given the task to help many young preachers along in the area of preaching. But I want to say this tonight. God has never intended for a man to be off color in his statements in preaching. A man don't have to be mean in his preaching. But he needs to call a hog, and a dog, a dog. We ain't got time to be politically correct tonight. Now, he said, "You generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" And then you'll notice this. Not only there's the outline from heaven, he had a pretty good outline in his preaching. But there's an outbreak from heaven. The Bible said in verse 13, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him." Look what he said in verse 11 about Jesus. "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." Now, John's baptism was different than our baptism. John's baptism was that unto repentance. So it was the repenter's baptism. Matter of fact, the message he had was, "You be baptized, you confess your sins." That's all he knew to say. There was a man in the book of Acts named Apollos. He came preaching, and I love what happened with this man. There was somebody that straightened him out, and I want to show you that real quickly tonight. If I can find that in my Bible, over in Acts chapter number 17, I want you to turn with me there. Go to Acts 18:24. The Bible said there was a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexander. He was an eloquent man. He was mighty in the Scriptures. He came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, who were Aquila and Priscilla had heard. They took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. I want to say tonight that John the Baptist, his baptism was for the repenter, but our baptism is for the redeemed. We have trusted Christ. Christ has went to the cross. John the Baptist came to set the way for Christ. But when Christ hung on a cross and died for our sins, all the law was fulfilled. Therefore, John the Baptist came with the light he had, preaching and baptizing. And now when Apollos came, he was preaching the same message. And Priscilla and Aquila said, "Hadn't you heard about the grace of God in Calvary?" And so tonight, I want to say back in Matthew 3, there's an outline from heaven, but thank God there was an outbreak from heaven. I'm glad God sent His Son. In verse 13, "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan, and he came unto John to be baptized of him." He came 60 to 70 miles to John the Baptist to be baptized. Therefore, how he came. I want to say how he cared. Isn't it amazing that Christ loved us how he loved us? Isn't it amazing that the Lord Jesus, the God-man, Jehovah Witness talks about Him being a good man, but honey, He's a lot more than a good man. He's the God-man. He got on the storm one night on the boat and He said, "Peace be still." And the wind and the wave laid down at the sound of His voice. They said, my, what manner of man is this? Even the winds and waves obey His voice. There's a lot of men speak about the weather, but this God-man speaks to the weather. lay down, he said. He was God manifested in the flesh. Therefore, not only an outline from heaven, I sure am glad there was an outbreak from heaven. I'm glad Jesus came. You say, why he says outbreak from heaven? Because he was born from above. His Father was the Holy Ghost. His mother was a virgin named Mary, conceived of the Holy Ghost of God. Joseph was his stepdaddy, not his daddy. And therefore, God sent His Son to die on a cross for us tonight. There was an outbreak from heaven. How He came, how He cared, and oh, how He committed Christ's walk. Think about this, 60 to 70 miles. We fuss if we have to walk to the church out of the parking lot. 60 to 70 miles. I mean, and He walked. How He was committed to fulfill the business of the Father. Now there's an outline from heaven. Heaven's still open tonight. I'm glad they're still preaching from heaven. Aren't you glad you've been able to hear some preachers from heaven and the day that you've lived? We ain't got to read about what everybody used to do. We experience what God is doing tonight. Heaven's open. There's an outline from heaven. There was an outbreak from heaven. Verse 16, there's an outlook from heaven. The Bible said, and Jesus, when He was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened to Him, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Him. Tonight, this outlook from heaven. Now watch this. John said, Jesus, I don't want to baptize you. You need to baptize me. And Jesus said, I've come to do the will of the Father. And He said, suffer it to be so now. Now, I showed you a while ago a little nugget I've seen in the Bible this season. I want you to look at it. Under John's baptism, when they were baptized, a lot of scholars would say this, John had preached a message, prepare you the way, make you pass straight. When they were baptized, as they were immersed and came up, they would be confessing their sins out in the water. Now watch what Jesus done. When He was baptized, He went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open. Look in Matthew 3 in my text, and now look in verse number 6. They were baptized of John's baptism in Jordan, confessing their sin. What was the difference in their baptism and Jesus' baptism? Honey, Jesus had no sins to confess because He was the perfect Lamb of God. He had never sinned. He couldn't sin because He is God-man made in the flesh. The others confessed their sin, but not the Lamb of glory. He had no sins to confess. Oh, that helps me. That makes me want to walk back home. That helps me tonight. I love seeing truths in the Word of God that I've preached time after time. Somebody said it's a dead Bible, not this King James Bible, honey. It's a living Bible. It's the Word of God tonight. And it lives to enlighten us and to encourage us and instruct us. Now, you'll notice this. I want to clear up. Baptism does not wash away sin. Jesus had no sin to be washed away. But now watch this. When Jesus went down, when John baptized Him, God began to magnify Him that Christ was adequate in righteousness through, look what Christ done. When He was baptized, you know what it showed? His death, His burial, and His resurrection. When God had His Son to be baptized, it was not to wash away sins, but it was to show us He was the gospel of truth, the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way into heaven tonight except by the blood of God's only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And by showing his baptism, he says, I'm going to die. I'm going to be buried, but that's not the end of the story. I'm going to be raised again the third day. Now, when we believe in Christ, the Bible says when we believe in Him, the Spirit of God deals with us and He baptizes us in the body of Christ. In 1 Corinthians 11 and 12, I believe that's the right verse. So therefore, you'll notice there are three baptisms in Matthew 3. I want to say it's the baptism of repentance that John baptized. Now, when we believe in Christ, we look unto Him and we follow Him in believer's baptism. It's the baptism of the redeemed. That water don't wash away our sin. Only the blood of Jesus can wash away our sin. But when we're saved by the grace of God, we should follow Him in believer's baptism. So here in Matthew 3, you have the baptism of the repenter. You have baptism of the redeemed. And then lastly, you have baptism of the Redeemer. I'm glad that Jesus is our only Redeemer. Young people, I want to clarify something because you school teachers can't say this. But I know that during our socialist economy, they're wanting to make us kissing cousins to Muslims. That's out of hell tonight. You don't get to God except by His Son. These people crying, Allah, can't get to God. And then you couldn't get to God if it wasn't for belief in the Lord Jesus tonight. For He's the great intercessor. There's one man between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. What's that mean, intercessor? It means one to take your case, one to plead your case. You see tonight, if you're lost and undone without Christ, if you'll come to God's Son, this is what the Bible teaches. And I got Bible to back it up. Jesus will reach down when you reach to Him and He'll grab a hold of you and He'll grab a hold of God. And He'll bring you into the family because there's no other way in the family except by the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. There was an outbreak from heaven. Boy, I'm glad He came. Wouldn't that have been bad if we'd had went by the rituals of that law? And I still believe in doing right, trying to keep the Ten Commandments the best I can, but I can't keep all of them. Because people make me mad sometimes. I'll be honest with you. Ain't ne'er one of us can keep them all. Jesus called a boy out and said, okay, if you've done so good, then go sell everything you got. Give to the poor, and He went away sorrowfully. Jesus came to fulfill the law tonight. Therefore, I'm glad heaven still of what you need from heaven. Not what you need from BB&T. God's bigger than BBT. Bigger than SunTrust. Bigger than Charter. God's bigger than Walmart. Walmart runs out of stock. You don't believe it, honey? Go down there when they whisper snow in Georgia. You can't find nothing in these stores. But heaven's still open tonight. Boy, ain't you glad heaven's been open on you a long time. I'm glad it's open to hear our prayer. I'm glad it's open to save sinners. I'm glad it's open to forgive sin. Glad it's open to still call young men to preach the glorious gospel. Still open to restore lives. How bad would it be if we was living in an economy where heaven was closed? Pilgrim, I've got good news for you tonight. Heaven is still open. And you notice this, one of the greatest truths in this Bible When the Son of God went down, heaven opened. He's still the key to open heaven tonight. Heaven never opened till God's Son came forth. And Brother Dwayne, you preached the other night out of the book of Luke. I really enjoyed it. That Paraclete came, the great comforter. He didn't light on John. He lit on Jesus. He showed His work that He is headed to Calvary. When Jesus got on the cross and cried, "It is finished." Now the Spirit of God works in this day and hour, in our lives, in our hearts, and in our services. He does that that nothing else could ever do. You know what we need in our church? We need the Spirit of God moving. The Spirit of God convicting and converting. Tonight, you may be here and you've never been saved. Miss Sherry, if you'd come for me, please. You may be here tonight, you're facing some situations in your life, and you need heaven to do something for you. Well, I come to tell you that heaven's still open tonight. He still hears the cry of His children. You ever notice when your children cries, it affects you different than somebody else's children crying? God loves to hear His children crying out to Him. God, I've got a need. Sinner friend, you may be here tonight, never been saved. I don't know of a better night to come, because I'm going to tell you, heaven's still open. You'll put your faith in God's Son, He'd save you tonight. Any of you ever been saved by the grace of God, I want to encourage you, you need to be baptized. Follow Him in believer's baptism. The death, burial, and the resurrection. Some of you need tonight some help for your homes. Heaven's open. Some of you need to pray for your children. Heaven's open. I want to remind you of that this evening. Would you come? We open up our altar. Whatever you need tonight, would you come?